This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And time for a catch-up with Saddle Hill Community Board. Barry McClellan joins us in the studio. Barry, kia ora, nice to have you with us again.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I think the last time we spoke, there was a meeting scheduled. You've had a chance for the board to get together and discuss a couple of things, but you've got a couple of things to report on today, Barry, and the ORC finally giving its consent for improvements to the lower section of Old Brighton Road.
Yes, this has been a long time coming. It's been a talking point for years. There's a part on the flatter part of the road that floods even in a trickle of a rainstorm. So it's finally got the consent to go ahead, I'm told, and I think Filton Hogan will be getting to that pretty shortly.
And how has that kind of manifested as a problem for people through the area?
It just floods at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
And then they close it off. It's never deep, but they always close it off for safety reasons. And it means a big detour, but everyone's had to detour for the last few months anyway because the hill section has been worked on, and it was supposed to open early this month, but I see it's still not open. So,
all right. Well, we've had a bit of settled weather. Hopefully, yeah. The team can be working on it. It's not a bad time of year to get things done now.
Yeah,
all right.
For sure.
Well, good to see some progress around that.
Yes, it is. It's good.
Now, one of the things we often talk about here with a number of the community boards is freedom camping and, the general environment for visitors and how it impacts on locals alike. There's a new sign at Ocean View Braids Hill Car Park.
Yes, we talked about that last time, and I see a new sign's been erected and big and bright and clearly stating the rules, but... hadn't seemed to have made too much difference. I was down there the other night and it was pretty well parked out, but I think that's just the nature of the game these days, and just have to leave it up to the powers that be to police it in the way that it's got to be policed.
And I guess that's what you do as a community board, right? You just keep your eyes out on it, you keep the DCC informed as to what's actually happening on the ground over there?
Yeah, that's all we can do. It's just all up to rules and regulations after that.
How long is the kind of visitor season? Say they're still full now. Does it pretty much go year-round these days?
I couldn't believe it, Jeff. Right through the winter now.
Right.
Nowhere near the number, of course. But you still get campus vans in the parks all year-round.
Yeah, an issue pretty much right around the country, right?
Yeah.
Now, there have been 9 applicants for the Saddle Hill Community Board Youth Ambassador Awards. Tell us about these awards.
I don't quite know how long it's been going now. I think it's a reasonably new thing. But every year we do applications for awards, which is a bit like a scholarship, really. It basically it means more of a scholarship money handout than any kind of award that's given. But we get, I think, just over $3,000 a year to go towards local youth of the area to help out with whatever they may need a hand with. Normally, it's to do with travel, accommodation,
trying to get events. Competitions and so forth.
Yeah, get the competitions. It's a big strain on parents' wallets, and there's not a lot of support out there for until you get to a certain standard of it's normally there's a sports people asking for the money rather than academic voice, but there's not a lot of money for the sports until you get into a more professional area, so it's just scratching for money all the time.
Well, 9 applicants, that means 9 very talented young people, of course.
Yeah, I've had a chance for a bit of a squiz through them, and they're sort of aged from sort of down to 13 to right up to 17, and it's surprising the amount of skilled, in particular athletes, that are in the Saddle Hill area, that's for sure.
What happens from here in terms of making some decisions around all of that?
Well, we've got a meeting on Wednesday, and it's particularly for that.
Right.
And we'll look at all the applications and then make a decision from there.
Well, good luck to all of those nine. You know, I'm sure in their own ways they're all deserving. Can't be an easy decision to make as far as the board's concerned.
Yeah, there's some good applicants, and there's been a remarkable amount of effort put into the applications. A lot of effort there. Just not, you know, scribbled down. There's been time and effort and lots of hard work done. So
yeah. Well, good luck to those nine applicants, and if they don't get some support through this, then hopefully the rest of the community will hear a bit more about their mission to get wherever they need to get, and they can find some other ways to secure some support from local businesses. And no doubt there's a few sausage sizzles going on along the way, Barry, to get people over the line with travel costs and so forth.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, shared pathways, well, they're growing all over the Motu, aren't they? And there's support for a push for the shared pathway from Waihola to Green Island.
Yeah, there is. It's mainly been started by Simon Noble, and he's sort of gathering support for it. At the moment, I think we discussed last time, the track is sort of heading out Outram Way, and there's been a lot of hard work done by people to get the track heading out that way. But he particularly thinks it would be a lot better way to finish the track going up along the river and then down the coast. So we'll just have to see how things go from here.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it rolls out. Of course, you know, we've seen a number of shared pathways developed in recent times, and boy, have we got some magnificent scenery available for people if those developments go ahead. Great for locals, so really good for visitors as well. So you've got the meeting coming up on Wednesday, no doubt. There's a few other agenda items to work through.
I think it's mainly the applicants this time.
Yeah.
There's another meeting scheduled for April, so
okay.
I think that's more of a general business meeting, and this is an extra meeting that we have every year to discuss the applicants.
Okay, right. Just in terms of the other meetings and more regular meetings, you'll be like other community boards. If people from the community want to stand up and have their kind of 5 minutes, there's a process through which they can approach the board about getting their item on an agenda for further meeting.
Yeah, there is. Just contact any board member, really. And last meeting we had Simon talk to us about the possibility of the track, and then we also had an application from the Brighton Club to help recover their pool table, and we're able to. That's from our annual allocation of funding for local projects, and we're able to donate $500 for the recovering of their pool table. So they were pretty happy.
Great stuff for the Brighton Club, and all sorts of things happening at grassroots level. Great to touch base with Saddle Hill Community Board. Cracking day ahead. What do you got lined up for the rest of the day, Barry?
Well, you know, it's always pretty busy in retirement, as anyone retired will know.
Got to walk the dog for a start, eh?
Got to get the dog to doggy daycare, yes.
Nice one. Barry McLennan joining us from Saddle Hill Community Board for Round the Boards this morning. Thanks, Barry, for catching up with us here on ORFM. We look forward to talking with you again a little bit further down the track.
Thanks, Jeff.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.